Welcome to episode 1261 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we come to one of Jesus's most puzzling teachings, the parable of the shrewd manager in Luke 16. At first glance, this story seems upside down. A dishonest steward squanders his master's wealth, cheats his accounts, and then gets praised by his master for being shrewd. What's going on here? Why would Jesus tell a story that seems to applaud dishonesty? This parable is not about praising corruption. It's about urgency, intentionality, and eternal stewardship. Jesus uses a morally ambiguous character to teach his disciples to be as wise and decisive in their spiritual lives as the world is in securing its future.
A rich man once had a manager to take care of his business. But he was told that his manager was wasting money. So the rich man called him in and said, "What is this I hear about you? Tell me what you have done. You are no longer going to work for me." The manager said to himself, "What shall I do now that my master is going to fire me? I can't dig ditches and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do, so that people will welcome me into their homes after I've lost my job." Then one by one he called in the people who were in debt to his master. He asked the first one, "How much do you owe my master?"
100 barrels of olive oil," the man answered.
So the manager said, "Take your bill and sit down and quickly write 50. The manager asked someone else who was in debt to his master, "How much do you owe?"
1,000 sacks of wheat," the man replied.
The manager said, "Take your bill and write 800. The master praised his dishonest manager for looking out for himself so well. That's how it is. The people of this world look out for themselves better than the people who belong to the light.
This parable comes right after Luke 15, the lost sheep, lost coin, and prodigal son. Those parables highlight God's relentless grace. Luke 16 begins to pivot. Grace is still the foundation, but Jesus now calls his followers to consider responsibility and stewardship. He is speaking directly to his disciples, but the Pharisees, described as lovers of money, are listening too. So this parable is both a challenge to believers and a rebuke to religious leaders who misuse wealth and status. Jesus uses a scenario his listeners would instantly recognize. Wealthy landowners often appointed managers to handle their estates. Managers had power, but also accountability. Once accused of mismanagement, a steward's future was bleak, manual labor, or begging. The shrewd manager acts fast, using his last moments of authority to reduce debts and build goodwill, ensuring he'll have friends after he's dismissed. At first, this seems like Jesus is praising dishonesty, but that's not what he's doing. The master does not praise the manager's ethics. He praises his shrewdness, his ability to act decisively and plan for the future. Jesus makes the comparison clear.
The people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light.
Jesus is saying, if the world's people can be that clever and intentional about their temporary future, how much more should his followers be wise and intentional about their eternal future? Here are some key lessons for us. We are stewards, not owners. Everything we have, our time, talents, relationships, and resources, is ultimately God's. Like the manager, we've been entrusted with property that isn't ours. One day we will give an account. This parable reminds us life itself is a stewardship. We are caretakers of what belongs to God. We're not owners, but managers. Eternity requires urgency. The manager acts quickly. He doesn't procrastinate. He doesn't complain. He seizes the moment. Jesus is urging his disciples to live with the same urgency about the kingdom. We don't know how much time we have, either for ourselves or to influence others. We should be making decisions now that will matter forever. Use worldly resources for eternal gain. In verse 9, the teaching that follows, Jesus says,
"Use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings."
This isn't about bribing your way into heaven. It's about using temporary resources, money, influence, skills, for eternal purposes, serving others, advancing the kingdom, and pointing people to Christ. Let's get deep. This parable, like all of Jesus's teachings, isn't just moral instruction. It reveals his character, purpose, and ministry. Jesus turns expectations upside down. The parable shocks us because Jesus uses a morally ambiguous character to teach kingdom truth. This shows us something about Jesus' teaching style and his heart. He doesn't shy away from tension. He meets his audience where they are, using real-life, messy examples to drive home spiritual points. This tells us Jesus is not afraid of the broken or the complicated. His kingdom isn't sanitized. It's real, raw, and transformative. Jesus calls us to strategic discipleship. Jesus is revealing that discipleship isn't passive. It requires wisdom, intentionality, and planning. The shrewd manager represents a quality often missing in spiritual life: proactive, strategic thinking about eternity. Jesus is essentially saying,
if the world can be so clever about temporary gains, why aren't my followers at least as intentional about eternal gains?
This shows us Jesus' ministry wasn't just about comforting people, but also challenging them to grow. He is the good shepherd, but he is also the teacher who calls his disciples to responsibility. Jesus offers grace, but demands accountability. Placed after the parables of grace, Luke 15, this parable of stewardship shows the other side of the coin. Grace doesn't cancel accountability, it empowers it. Jesus saves us by grace, but then calls us to steward our lives well for his kingdom. This reveals his character. He's a savior and a king. He gives us new life, then entrusts us with a mission. Jesus connects money with spirituality. This parable is part of Luke's larger theme about wealth. Jesus talks more about money than about heaven or hell. Why? Because money reveals our hearts. Jesus' teaching here reveals he isn't embarrassed to connect our spiritual health with how we handle resources. Following him affects everything, including our bank accounts, our generosity, and our priorities. How do we live as wise stewards? Recognize you're a manager, not the owner. Make a mental inventory of your time, talents, and resources. Pray, Father, all of this is yours. Show me how to manage it wisely. Act with eternal urgency. Don't wait for someday to live for God's kingdom. Start today. Where can you use your time, influence, or finances to bless others and advance the gospel now? Use worldly wealth for eternal purposes. Consider how your giving, hospitality, or volunteer work can gain friends for eternity, bringing people closer to Christ. Plan your discipleship. Be intentional. Have a spiritual growth plan just as you'd have a financial plan or career plan. Set goals for prayer, Bible reading, serving, and generosity. Embrace accountability. One day, like the manager, you'll give an account. Let that truth guide your daily decisions. Not out of fear, but out of love for the master who has entrusted you with so much. We can't miss the gospel here. We are all like the manager, wasting our master's resources, facing dismissal, with no hope of saving ourselves. But Jesus, our true steward, steps in. He perfectly manages the Father's business, spends himself for our sake, and gives his life as a ransom for many. Because of Jesus' faithful stewardship, we are welcomed into eternal dwellings, not by our own cleverness, but by his grace. This is why we can live wisely and generously. Our eternal future is already secure in Christ. Here are some practical steps for this week. Audit your time. Where are you investing your hours? Are you building eternal relationships or just temporary achievements? Reevaluate your giving. Could you direct some of your financial resources toward kingdom work in a new way? Identify one relationship. Who could you serve, mentor, or bless this week as an act of eternal investment? Pray for shrewdness. Ask God for wisdom to be strategic, generous, and creative in advancing his kingdom. Imagine standing before God at the end of your life. Instead of regret over wasted opportunities, you see faces, people you blessed, supported, led to Christ, or encouraged along the way. This is the eternal dwelling Jesus speaks of, the joy of seeing how your earthly stewardship impacted eternity. This is what the parable invites us into, a life so aligned with God's purposes that our temporary choices echo forever. Father, thank you for entrusting us with life, resources, relationships, and opportunities. Teach us to live as wise stewards, not careless owners. Give us urgency to act today for what matters in eternity. Help us use our time, talents, and treasures to bless others and advance your kingdom. And thank you for Jesus, the true and faithful steward, who gave his life so that we might be welcomed into your eternal home. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.